Hank FM.
It's KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
For us to join forces and knock three times on the studio wall and begin the simulcast. And call up the fiance doing her morning show over there. See if that show's doing any better than
love
ours this morning.
Is in the air.
It is. And on the air, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the home stretch. It is wedding month. And we go over there to 95.9 The Ranch. Get a help.
95.9 The Ranch. Good morning.
You parade announcer extraordinaire, you.
Well, hello.
Yes.
KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM. Good morning.
Good morning to the sound of Texas L on 95.9 The Ranch. Everybody out there, RSVP. A lot of people are telling us just like face to face, like last night at the parade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a ranch fan came up and, hey, what do I do?
What's going on? Yeah. I have no idea.
Go to your website, go to our website, get it done.
921hankfm.com or 959theranch.com to go ahead and reserve your spot. It's a $5 donation to Cook Children's. There are limited seats, and if you want to be there, we want you there. So make your reservation, and yeah, we'll see you River Ranch Stockyards December 27th.
Have you warmed up from last night, though? The parade,
oh my
great
gosh.
Last night, but holy cow, was it cold.
I think I was like sucking in heat from the depths of my femurs all night. It was so cold.
My shins are still cold.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what that means. I looked it up.
It's not good. Yeah, and if you're from Kansas, you know cold.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what, Heather? Oh. I think I'm getting Texas soft.
She lamented this immediately as we were walking to the car after the parade.
I felt way colder than I should have felt. I'm like, where are your strong, like, cornbread Midwestern jeans, lady? It's not that cold.
If you listen really carefully, my mother is rolling over in her grave. Is that what you want? Thank you.
I was wearing the Midwestern jeans, though, yesterday, so I was doing that. Maybe that's why my legs are numb. It was our fourth parade together, so that's pretty neat. That's where it all started.
Yes, it was. We thought it was our third, but it was our fourth. And that coming on the heels, speaking of jeans, after my gigantic family get together you somehow braved.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There was about 100 people there.
Yes.
I didn't know all of them.
We all made trips there to Northern Oklahoma. I did the math. Roughly combined, you and I traveled 1,100 plus miles, and there were that many members of your family per mile, I'm pretty sure.
So is it the whole town? Is it the whole county?
It was all
is it everyone?
The northern part of the state, most of Kansas. I think somebody was from Beirut in Lebanon.
Oh,
I don't know.
Dear. Yeah.
They were all over.
Mm-hmm. They spread the seed far and wide in my family, and we all come together for Turkey Day. And I have to say, you did well. That was intimidating for me to go into, and I'm related to most of them.
And as opposed to Ms. L, I did not challenge anyone to a game of chess.
What about pickleball?
No, instead...
Cindy will get loose.
Instead, what'd we do, honey? We went out and fired shotguns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's what we do.
Yeah. So no chess, but instead it's, hey, we're going to go fire shotguns. You coming?
To be honest, I actually have not really gotten your take on this.
Huh.
You're out there with, you know, small children who've been shooting for 5 years or so. They've been shooting more of their lives than they've not been shooting at the ripe age of 8.
So your dad, Stan the Man, invited me. But your brother, Jay, was very, very adamant that I was a part of this. He seemed excited, but I also was suspicious. I was sus.
Oh.
You know?
Gee, I mean, what could go wrong?
We haven't legally sealed the deal yet, man.
Mm-hmm.
Did it feel like a test? Because it was.
Well, I didn't hit any of the clay pigeons. So, and it's too bad because we figured out they're pretty good for barbecuing. So, you know.
How did
the ice situation work out?
Oh, well, it melted.
Dang it.
But we're now in full wedding overdrive, really, today. You did some bridal dress perusing there.
I tried on a few dresses for the first time. I've never put a wedding dress on my body. I felt like such an imposter, but they're so beautiful. I did not leave with one, but yeah, did do some wedding dress try-ons. But we have to, what?
You were in Enid, Oklahoma doing it. So, I mean, you know, most of them are made out of, you know, burlap.
So would this be a bad time to point out that most brides...
Yes.
Buy their dresses and have them ready to go 6 months before the wedding?
Hey,
is this
most brides, ladies and gentlemen.
No, no way.
That's right. That's right. But today we're getting the marriage license.
Yeah.
We tried to get it earlier. We tried to get it over the holiday weekend, but it turns out that nobody, any county wants to work, so we're good.
You know, once you get the license, you're technically married.
That's not true.
I think it's pretty close.
I don't know about this state. Although this state still checks if you're cousins. So
okay, well, that's good.
Which, do you have to do a blood test or anything?
No, no blood test, but they do ask you, I believe. And
excuse me.
To be fair, we have not checked that fact. So
it's true.
There you go.
I don't want to know.
I'll add it to the list.
Right
behind invitations.
Dessa from Oklahoma.
All right.
Where did that work out?
All right. Provided
you
the
did.
State. Well, hey, all right. So today, if the state deems it legal to go forth, we will. 27th, River Ranch Stockyards. You got to RSVP, Ranch fans, Hank fans.
December 27th, River Ranch Stockyards. Go to 921hankfm.com or 959theranch.com to make your reservation.
The fiance, Elle, and the sound of Texas.
KB and Heather Lee on 92.1 Hank FM.